Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We have maybe a little jam-packed hour of Penn State football for you. It is Ohio State and the Nittany Lions, after all. I'm Andy Shea, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live, the Patriot News. Good to see you, Bob. Last time we saw each other was before the Nittany Lions played Kent State a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you saw me in between 63-point games.
There was a 51-point game at Pitt. And there, I haven't seen you since the sandwich game of 63. Ross Tucker, that's a.k.a. Ross the Boss. He'll join us a little bit later. We're going to kick off our show this week with Bob Sixpack for Saturday. We've got a couple news notes for you as well. Quarter two's Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Your questions, his answers, lots of them. Ask Ross is brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. And in quarter number four, we will preview Ohio State versus Penn State, including our predictions. So let's get a couple news things out of the way. First one I want to talk about is running back Mark Allen is done. His career is done. He's done for the year. Coach James Franklin unusually or surprisingly spoke of an injury, but it's a fifth-year senior.
Yeah, he has a history of when guys get – when he knows the guys are done. Like, he did Naeem Ortman-White. He will do it. He just does not. It seems like he's also very protective of the player. He shared that he wanted to make sure Mark was okay with him revealing it.
Right.
I'm fine with it. Mark Allen had his best game right before – I guess was his last game. He had a nice little show against Kent State, 60 yards on a touchdown. But when you watch Ricky Slade run against Illinois, you can see why.
Yeah.
And even Journey Brown to an extent. It's a crowded in, and I think that Mark did about all he could do at Penn State. James thinks highly of him, said he might get into coaching. So wish him well. He was never a problem. I think everyone thought he was a good teammate. So he's a guy that I think will be around the team for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think he'll be around the team. I don't think he would have, as they get into the meat of their Big Ten schedule, it was pretty clear that Miles Sanders and Ricky Slade are the running backs.
If he was playing, I think Penn State was – I mean, something went horribly wrong with Miles or somebody got hurt. So, yeah, wish him the best.
All right, Rasheed Walker.
Yeah, somebody needs – maybe we'll take up a donation and get him one of those.
GoFundMe page.
You know in Harrisburg they have those bikes? You see people going up and down Front Street. You can rent them. They're like $80 a year. And you can just – they're all over the city. You could just get one. You put your little card in. And maybe we could just start like a little – I'm sure they have them in State College. Let's just start up a collection for Rasheed. Get him use of a bike because we don't need him making questionable decisions like that. Hopefully he won't be penalized too much, but – sometimes freshmen will be freshmen, eh, Shane? You just got to let it go.
I don't even know if he really stole it as more than just borrowed it. It was harmless, stupid, young. I don't know. I made a few.
He's got a bright future regardless of the bike incident. He just needs to just think a little bit more moving forward.
So let's get to some of your six-pack stuff for Saturday night.
Yeah.
Whiteout game, 8:20 kickoff.
7:30 kickoff.
7:30 kickoff?
It's a 7:30 kickoff.
Oh, I thought it was 8:20.
7:30.
All right.
So
thank you for correcting me.
Yep.
Before Ross got in here and hammered me for having the kickoff time.
So
one of the things one of the first things you have is the fourth quarter script flipping it against this game against this team for the Nittany Lions. They've been really good in the fourth quarter all season 2018, but you know, last year that fourth quarter was not good.
It's tough. If you're a Penn State fan, it's tough to really think back to the fourth quarter in Columbus. Penn State was held, I believe, to 3 points, and I think Ohio State scored 18 or 19 in a 39-38 win. But, it was just – they need to keep doing what they're doing. I will say Ohio State has not allowed a point in the fourth quarter. So I just like it when you have these two sides. Penn State's need to score and has needed to score in the fourth quarter in a couple of games, App State being one. And even the Illinois game, they needed to put their foot on the gas because they were down at one point in the third quarter. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting dynamic. Penn State was shut out in the fourth quarter against Michigan State last year.
That's true, and they were.
So this is an issue.
They did not do against USC in the Rose Bowl.
This is an issue that has kind of been there, and it's great to do it against Kent State and Pitt and App State.
Illinois.
It's great. Hey, it's great to finish games like that, but they're going to have to score, you know, they're going to have to score touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And it's something to watch against this Ohio State team.
This wasn't on your six-pack list, but I wanted to ask your thoughts on the impact of Nick Bosa not playing in this game. How does it directly impact the game on Saturday? And you just said, no Nick Bosa, that's going to impact the game. But how do you think it impacts the game, I guess, is more of my question.
Yeah, and Ross Tucker is in the studio as well. He's probably better equipped to speak to that. But I think Nick Bosa, a lot of people think that he is the guy that legitimately could be the first player taken in next year's draft. I think they think he could be better than his brother, or at least as good. So it's a huge difference. His brother ended the 2014 game with that sack of Hackenberg, and Nick Bosa is a game changer. I mean, he can change the play on one game. They have other guys up front that can make plays, but there's only one Nick Bosa in college football, and it's a shame that they're not going to have him for a minimum of 6 weeks.
He's the best player in college and man, this is a golden opportunity for Penn State.
I was going to say, does this hurt Ohio State more or help Penn State more? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, like he did it again.
No.
I just got here, Andy.
I know. I mean,
I'm wearing a highlighter yellow shirt.
No.
I was gonna try to give you a chance today.
I do have a highlighter yellow shirt.
I just got here. Both.
No.
The answer is both. No. Actually, this will be entertaining. Explain yourself.
30 seconds. Go.
When you add a player at that level, right? It is either a bigger benefit
totally
to your opponent or a bigger loss to you. I look at it that way. Like, does this hurt Ohio?
Which one do you think it is?
I think it in this matchup, the way Penn State's offense operates, in this matchup, not saying overall for Ohio State, in this matchup, I think it helps Penn State more than it hurts Ohio State.
I'm still confused.
All right.
They're playing against each other.
I'll move on.
So I think it's both. I'll just say, no, in all sincerity.
We'll throw it out to the listeners.
Bob has a six-pack. You're probably on two of the six-pack.
We are on two.
Let me just say, Penn State, like, you're playing against a team that doesn't have the best player on their team.
Correct.
And the best player in college football. So I think it's a bad look for Penn State if they almost can't beat Ohio State, even without the best player in college football.
All right. I'm going to keep moving with the six-pack. I will not be here next week. I'm going to fire myself.
I literally won't be here next week. So.
Pick the week off. Well, then it's going to be Bob and Jim.
Bob and Jim,
because I will –
Okay.
I should not be allowed to come back after that, I guess. So do you think KJ Hamler has to impact this game for Penn State to have a victory or have success at all in this game?
I do, and I want to talk about him in relation to special teams and DeAndre Tompkins as well. KJ and DeAndre are big play guys in the kicking game. And I've been of the opinion in the offseason that Blake Gillikin was the best punter in the Big Ten, and maybe the Ohio State punter is better. Ohio State has not had one punt returned this year. No return yards. That guy's that good. I know they don't punt a lot, but he does have double-digit punts. They have not allowed a punt return yard all season. So that's a big thing in the game.
And to piggyback off of Bob, and maybe I was going to say this later, I can just say it twice. I think for Penn State to win, they have to win special teams battle. Like, kind of like how, you know, a couple years ago
when they blocked
the kick and returned it for a touchdown.
Right.
Somehow, some way, Penn State, at the end of the game, we have to say – Penn State won the special teams battle. I don't know what that is, a blocked kick, a kick return for touchdown, but I think they need to win the special teams part of it.
There have been three blocked kicks in the last two games. There were two in 2016. Cam Brown blocked a punt.
Right.
Marcus blocked the field goal. And Denzel Ward blocked a punt in the second half last year, and I thought that was a kind of a big play in that game.
All right, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio, and we are brought to you by Shotzi's Jumbo Brats. Whether tailgating at a game or having a cookout at home, Shotzi's Jumbo brats belong on your grill. They are supersized to meet the hungriest tailgaters' needs. Shachi's Jumbo Brats and Football, it doesn't get any better than that. And don't forget to add Shachi's Jalapeno Relish to your Jumbo Brat. Get yours at shachisbrats.com or at the gopsurv.com. Tailgate every home game weekend. Everyone wants to talk about the quarterbacks in this game, and rightfully so. But I have a funny feeling that the running backs for both teams could impact this game. Miles Sanders, J.K. Dobbins, Ricky Slade, Mike Weber.
Yeah.
That's four pretty darn good running backs on the field.
I have to imagine that Ross is enjoying the rebirth of the Penn State running game and the play of the offensive line, because it's really been – I know – I mean, you can only play the guys the teams you're playing, and they haven't really played a great team, but it's been impressive watching those guys work. Ross has touched on it every week, and I just think that Miles Sanders, the more work you give this guy, the better he gets, and he has evolved very quickly into one of the very best backs in the country already. And it's been – the running game has really kind of carried the offense as the receivers have not yet emerged. And they're going to have to run the ball. TCU ran for 200 yards against Ohio State. I think it's a big factor in the game. Penn State's defense has to be aware, especially of J.K. Dobbins. I think he's also a terrific player.
It's kind of crazy that Penn State only lost one starting lineman. And he made the Carolina Panthers and Brendan Mann, and he was a good player, yet they just seem like they're so much better this year. And primarily it's because they listen to the Keystone Sports Network and they move Mennett to center and McGovern to right guard, and they put Fries in at right tackle. So honestly, I think we got to take a lot of credit for Penn State's offensive line success here at the Keystone Sports Network.
We're nothing if not credit takers.
To have a real shot in this game, Penn State has to continue to be darn near perfect, if not dead solid perfect in the red zone this game. 22 for 22 is ridiculous.
It's the greatest conversion percentage. I think I can't imagine in college football there has ever been a greater start in the red zone than Penn State's. You touched on it. They can't settle for field goals. They're going to have to get touchdowns. If you remember in last year's game, they settled for a short field goal in that game when they were up 35-27. They had a third and short inside, I think, the Ohio State 10. They couldn't convert it. Tyler Davis kicked, I think, the field goal to make it 38-27, and Ohio State scored the last two touchdowns. I think red zone defense is huge in this game on both sides.
All right, one more. Can Penn State secondary disrupt Mr. Haskins?
You mean front four?
Or the front. Well, yeah. I mean the secondary. His completion percentage is 75%.
If you saw John Reed played against Illinois, I think there's some serious concerns there.
All right, that's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Blue Studio. Tucker's Tape is coming up. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.